All right, we are live. We are live. Welcome to the Colorado Show, everybody. Karen's here somewhere. There she is.
What's up?
Hey, look, look, I'm gonna play the theme. Don't make that noise again.
He's like, oh.
Welcome to the Colorado Show, everybody. One of our guests is supposed to be coming. Hold on, here he is. Hey. Yo. Okay. I guess he's not going to say anything. All right. I guess he's coming at some point in time. But yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Ash is on vacation. So she let the lunatics run the asylum. This is great. Give it up for us, boy. Everyone. So yeah, Karen, how's everything?
Rocking and rolling out here in Colorado. Doing all right. Getting
how's the weather?
Yeah, dodging the migrants. We're good. We're over here. How y'all doing?
Dodging the migrants. And yeah, I just had a mental picture of them just like chasing you down the street, like. American, come here. Yeah, I mean, how's Jared Polis handling out everything out there? Is he still in denial that this is happening?
He ran from it as long as he could, yeah. And then he released kind of a semi statement of admission via X, probably about a week ago, saying that everything is being done to address any issues, blah, 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 blah. Same old, just like Mike Johnston. Mike Johnston actually came out on X and tried to jump bad and say, oh, this will not be tolerated. This lawlessness will not be tolerated. Shut up, you howdy.
But hold on, isn't he the mayor of Denver?
Yeah. They started in Denver. They get bused to Denver. But see, Denver is overrun.
Right.
They don't have any more rooms.
Here's my question. How did they get to they just secretly sent them to Aurora?
Yes.
Nobody knew anything and it just happened?
They just dumped them off. They just send the buses. They dumped them off. That's how that started. And then the mayor of Aurora, or excuse me, she's on, I believe she sits on the city council.
Right.
Danielle Jarensky had been sounding the alarm and saying, look, we never asked for this. And this was early in the year. She's been opposed to this and said very publicly, we don't want them here. But he just kept sending them. He been sending them down to the Springs, to Colorado Springs. They tried to do it in Douglas County. And in other counties, some of these weird mountain towns, you know, they're still bleeding heart liberals. So, you know, they tried it out like Carbondale, that's adjacent to Aspen, Colorado. Yeah, Aspen, that Aspen. Yeah, the bougie ass.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they dumped them off in Carbondale. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Yeah, they dumped them off in Carbondale. There are news stories dating back to February, I do believe, where they started doing that. And so Carbondale is small. It's the small town outside of Aspen where usually the service workers live who provide, you know, whatever, the servers and cooks and, you know, ski resort for Buttermilk Mountain and those who cannot afford to live in Aspen. They live in Carbondale, like right outside of Aspen. So they started what it was is these illegals heard about, oh, maybe there's some jobs in Carbondale or in Aspen. So they just made their way up to the mountain towns and just started showing up. And of course, you know, these people like, are like,
what?
What?
Hey, hold on one second. Hey, everybody, do me a favor. Give it up for my guy, El Toro Negro. Hey, Toro, welcome to the Colorado show. We're both Floridians, but she's from Colorado.
What's up? What's up? Welcome. Welcome to the jungle.
Nice to meet you, Karen. What's going on, everybody?
Karen is more famous than both of us. So,
That's
you know,
funny.
Yeah, she's been like, I can't hit a YouTuber's channel without Karen popping up somewhere. Like, have a clip of her somewhere. Oh, you need to start charging these people.
Man, look, they deleted my doggone channel.
They deleted your YouTube channel?
They deleted my YouTube channel in 2019. They deleted the TikTok channel like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And I've appealed it and they're like, no. The videos were that went like mega viral. Yeah, they were all on TikTok and they refused. But instead, they do allow, I must say, TikTok does allow videos where users are instructing, content creators are instructing people on how to fraud Chase Bank. So that's
You know what? That's interesting.
Oh, no, that backfired. Everybody that's
participating, they're going to jail.
They're going to jail and they're getting a wallet drain and they're permanently banned from Chase. I haven't seen anybody successfully do that right. It's backfiring. And the unfortunate thing is the primary targets of this are young adults, teenagers that are like, you know, they see this, oh, you can get 10 grand. Just give me your bank information. Next thing you know, you're a part of doing, you know, federal offenses, man.
I was told, I was watching another YouTuber that told me that that said, you know, Anton Daniels?
Anton Daniels
was saying, like, he's like, y'all are going to jail.
Y'all going to jail.
He's like, y'all think it's sweet. He's like, you guys are going to jail for this. He's like, because you guys, because it was already premeditated. It wasn't an accident.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So he said they're gonna take their time going to round you up, but he's like, you're going.
You gonna get the January 6th treatment is what's
pretty
gonna
much,
happen.
Pretty much. Hey, yeah. We have a comment here from Chris Cross. It's amazing how many people think this is fake news. Oh, you're talking about the migrants? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jumbo made a comment, but I can't pull that up because Jumbo, if you could reword it, then I can pull it up. But this is a family friendly show.
We can't say that on this platform.
No, you can't. This is not our YouTube channel. This is not what we use.
That was pretty catchy. I liked it. pretty creative.
Yeah, I give it to him. So, hey, give Jumbo and Don DeMarco. But yo, check it out. All right, we touched on Colorado for just a little bit. We'll get back to that. But first things first, I want to inspire everyone. Okay, my goal here is to inspire. And if this doesn't inspire you, I don't know what would.
Tim Wall. Point it out. Point it out.
Same energy.
What was Jazz Hands Waltz?
Hands Waltz, okay.
Jazz.
Now, one thing that I find, in all seriousness, there's something that I'm really finding concerning out here. This is really getting spooky, and Kamala is really not holding back in some of the things that she wants to implement. For instance, here we go.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, If you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Was she talking about herself?
No. Should have been, right? But she's talking about censorship. And you know, the funny thing about it is like,
we have the freedom of speech here.
Yeah, but see that you can't have during this is democinism, okay?
I like that term.
You can't have freedom of speech in democinism, okay? That's just, right. That doesn't exist. It's not allowed. You know, you can't think your own thoughts. Okay. Shame. Yeah. So, the goal. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg dropped the bombshell. You know what I'm saying? Talking about when he came out and said what the Biden-Harris administration was pressuring him to do. But everybody was a hold on. Everyone was a conspiracy theorist when they said it. See? I mean,
now what?
What are your thoughts?
That
on
it's that? Proven true that it actually happened. They just move on to the next thing. That's their MO. They just move on to the next one. Oh, Russia collusion. No, they don't just move on. They recycle it and use it again.
Yep. I mean, here's my thing. I didn't see too much Russia collusion nonsense in 2020. I saw it was 2016. Then Russia collusion, you know, went on vacation and then came back. Now what that tells me is that Trump is winning in a landslide.
Oh, absolutely.
You know Absolutely. What I'm saying? Because they left it alone during 2020. I didn't see much Russia, you know, Russia at all.
Right.
You know, if you know
the mainstream news, they're saying it's like a close race, but I don't see how. I really don't see how.
I have yet to see. How many Biden-Harris flags do you see in Colorado, Karen?
Okay. Just for the record, I want you to remember where you said this is geographically located.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I have seen about 4 Harris Waltz signs, but I will say
Harris Waltz. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. I keep forgetting Joe is gone.
Yeah, he's gone. He dead. Bro, I'm not gonna change that. That dude is 2 feet taller than Joe. I don't know what the freak is going on, but that ain't him. He did.
That's a body double for sure.
He did.
You don't even look like him, bro.
Slapped a mask on him. I know it sounds fantastic, but you know, you just gotta consider the product here. But I've seen a couple of Harris Waltz signs, but it's always in white liberal neighborhoods where there's usually either professionals who are making, you know, $500,000 couples together or whatever, they don't know any better, or it's these white liberal baby boomers who have 6 or 7 retirement checks coming in every month. Their house is paid off for 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. They're leaving everything to their children and their grandchildren, so they're fine. That whether the economy passes or fails, it doesn't matter to them. They good. So they can vote ideology. Broke people in Aurora who just got kicked out of their apartments because of a Venezuelan gang takeover.
They don't have that luxury.
Where are they supposed to go?
They don't have that luxury, you know?
They don't have that luxury. So we don't see Harris Waltz signs in the hood.
Right. You know, interestingly enough, somebody, I don't know how true this is, but they said it was somebody on X that said that the Democrat Party they're saying that 80% of the individuals that hold the individuals that hold 80% of the country's wealth are all Democrats.
How does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense to me. Like, if you pay attention, like, you got a lot of millionaires that are caping for this. You know what I'm saying? You got upper middle class that are mostly, like, you know, very, very liberal, you know? But think about we're in Florida. Like, you go, you know, into the glades and the woods and all that, like, I mean, these are just regular people. These are regular rural people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Working class people. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I don't know if the numbers are that extreme, but I could see that. How about that? Let me just say that. Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts, Toro? What do you think?
I can't see someone in the upper class or, you know, well off still advocating for these type of policies, regardless of, like, I know they mask it with the rainbow stamp. I know that they, you know, they throw other things to get people emotionally into it. Women's equality, the race, the famous race car game that they pull every 4 years. I get it. But logically speaking, when we're looking at the determination of our economical state, where our economy is, how resources are being used and abused and misspent and laundered to other countries that we have no affiliations to, that we shouldn't have any affiliations to, I can't see how we can, those that hold the gatekeeping of wealth in this country can still advocate that way and still think in this manner.
Well, the thing about it is it's a big transition of wealth, right? Mm-hmm. So they get richer by us getting poorer. You get what I'm saying? Because we'll always be the consumer class to them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, I think they said what it was the biggest wealth transfer in history during COVID.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Now, Chris Cuomo blew the lid off of it, at the DNC. He said, look at all the skyboxes. He said, this is, you know, he said, these skyboxes are tens of millions of dollars. He's like, all this stuff you hear down here, they talk about, oh, we're going to tax the rich and all this stuff. He's like, he essentially said it's all BS.
Right.
He's like, they're the ones making the decisions. And the fact that he said, I can't believe he said it. I was like, oh, snap.
I can't either.
I was like, yo, Chris is bugging. I was like, this ain't going to go well. I didn't think I would see him on TV the next week after saying something.
I know,
like
did
that.
He get fired?
Nah, he didn't get fired. He's still around. That was a shocker. You know what I mean? Jumbo says freedom of speech. Yeah, boy, just watch what you say. Ice T 1992. Right. Yeah.
We can't say certain words, you know.
Jumbo said, I'm a truck driver. I see lots of Rust Belt. I've seen mm-hmm. exactly four. Harris Wallstein and hundreds of Trump signs. Yeah.
How is it even a close race? There's no way.
You are so right.
Somebody needs to just tell us in Kamala. Like, look, I think this whole thing with Kamala wasn't supposed to be here.
No.
She wasn't supposed to be here. Joe Biden, this was a revenge ploy. This was a revenge plot from Joe, in my opinion. This is just, hold on, conspiracy theory time. Hold on.
Here
we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I got it. Puppet barked back. What happened?
Here we go. Here's what I think. I don't think Kamala was supposed to be here. Okay? I think Joe threw a wrench in the operation. I think Obama, Pelosi, Schumer, whoever, and what's homeboy's name out of Carolina? The brother?
Oh, Tim Scott?
No. The Democrat. Clyburn.
Oh, James Clyburn.
Okay. Yeah, Clyburn. I think they all got together. Hakeem Pelosi Jeffries too.
Right.
They all sat down and said, look, homie got to go. After that debate, he was cooked.
But
he was like, okay. He's like, y'all want to force me out? Bet. I'm going to give you Kamala. He said, this is the game you want to play? Okay, I'm going to give you, this is what you got to work with now.
That's well, they couldn't overstep her. They couldn't.
No, but here's the thing. But they could have made an excuse for her not being next in line by having a primary.
No.
By having a primary,
this would have lost their mind, bro. Too many.
But here's the thing. If they had a primary, it would have given people an option. Now she could have been on that ticket for a late primary.
Right.
Yeah. She could have been considered as an option. You know what I'm saying? That would make it fair. You get what I'm saying? But
even Obama just wanted that.
Yeah.
Or at least wanted the option.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely a plausible theory. Because I just think, Tara, I think you're both right. But they are at such the point.
What she really means is I'm right. Go ahead.
Well, they are at such the point of desperation, they'll try. They will do anything, because I don't see how they're missing these dumb constituents that you want democracy, but there is no democracy.
It's democinism.
That's right. Forgive me. Silly of me. That you were handed a candidate. So, because their only other option would have been Michelle.
There's some skeletons in that closet.
Big Mike in the house. Big Mike.
Yeah, that's too much digging around, man.
Democinism.
Some things need to be kept buried, man. Truly.
But they depend on...
What is Big Mike keeping buried?
Bury that bone
give
somewhere.
Me a second with this one. They are completely, deeply embedded and invested in the race thing. And see, Kamala is a reasonable, unreasonable facsimile thereof. She's not even black, but they like, she has melanin. Put her in.
But see, here's the thing.
Give her a southern accent.
Yeah.
You better thank the union.
You better thank somebody. Like, what? Collard greens in your bathtub.
That is
damn.
Right.
Nobody wants collard. Nobody wants them E. coli greens.
Yeah, you meant curry. You meant curry.
That is nasty. And then she's talking about,
we do not put.
We don't put bacon in collard greens.
Sorry, y'all. I mean, you know, we do not do that.
Put that turkey neck in the collard greens.
The turkey neck.
You better thank the turkey for his neck. What is it? Where did that come from? I know these people have PR teams. Who told her, like, you know what? Just come out with a southern twang, Kamala. It has to work.
But you gotta think, Toro. I'm gonna be honest with you here. The people that are advising her, like, these aren't people of, like, okay, so Toro, your dad's what, from Ghana, right?
Correct.
And your mom's from
Jamaica.
Jamaica, right? But you spent a significant amount of time here.
Yeah.
Right? You grew up around, like you probably know Black American culture better than most people. See what I'm saying?
Arguably.
Kamala doesn't have an ounce of that.
No. 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 You're correct.
She doesn't have a drop of it, bro.
Yeah, a lot of curry and roti in her past.
Yeah, like this is
a lot of Mazel Tov in her future right now. A lot of celebrations in a different.
She is officially the she is the Drake of politics.
Yeah. Oh damn! Yeah. You went there.
She's Canadian. Look, you got to think. She spent a couple years when she was born in Berkeley. She says she's from Oakland. That ain't Oakland, okay. Yeah. Anybody been to the Bay? You know Berkeley is not Oakland, okay? So spent a little bit of time there. Then she went to Canada for 7th grade to 12th grade. Those are your pretty formative years,
wouldn't you say?
Yeah. She's Drake.
I like Drake, man, so.
That's fine. Look, you can like Drake. You can even like Kamala, but not as the president.
Not
as a chef either.
No,
because nobody wants your doo-doo greens, okay?
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody wants to be a chef for the White House at this point. The reputation is horrible.
They y'all can drop it like
you would not be leaving with a referral. I could tell you that much.
You won't be leaving at all.
Awesome.
I told you
this show was gonna be late.
Leave it in a body bag. Yeah, like, shoot. How many chefs have died under these presidents, man? Like,
all of them.
Like, you know what happened? You know what they did? They put bacon in the greens.
That's what they did. What bathtub did you use to wash these greens in the White House? Like,
oh my goodness, man.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness.
They put bacon in the greens, bro. We just can't do it. We can't do it.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah, but now check this out. Now, remember when everybody? I saw a clip of Michael Eric Dyson getting on somebody's case for mispronouncing Kamala's name, right? I think it was Nancy Mace that he got on her case, right, on CNN. Mm-hmm. And he said the mispronouncing Kamala's name is is sexist and racist, right? Mm. Now, I want to show y'all several examples of sexism and racism.
The hate campaign against Kamala Harris has begun. You'll notice they purposefully pronounce her name wrong. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
People like Kamala Harris.
But as Kamala said,
Kamala Harris.
Kamala and I.
Kamala Harris.
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 Kamala Harris is Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
The Kamala Harris was a very good prosecutor.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
And I know her.
Kamala was first Biden and Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Now all these people have mispronounced this woman's name.
Some of them were just saying Camel. Kamala Harris. I'm gonna start calling that. I don't know why that just struck me now. Like, damn, I should call her Camel.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
I see somebody wrote Ken Blah Blah.
Ken Blah. Let me see. Let me get to some of these comments. The ass doesn't ever do the comments. You know how we do. We cut up with the comments. Let me see. Good point. Good point, Raven. The Dems have to stay as close so that when they steal it, we'll say, I guess she could have won.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you know what the funny thing is? Joseph Robinette Biden got 81, allegedly. Hold on. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. 81 million votes, right? More votes than anyone in history.
Including more Obama.
Votes, more votes than the golden boy of the DNC. Barack Hussein Obama, okay?
Let him slacks.
If Kamala Harris gets more than 81 million votes,
okay.
Yo, they're gonna flip this country upside down. you're gonna let bathtub greens get over 81 million right. votes?
Not right. Bathtub greens.
You go E. coli greens.
E. coli greens.
Crazy. Well, how many illegals we got in here?
You know. Yo, hey, but you know what? Mike Johnson is playing chess. He's playing chess. He's like, look, we're gonna shut down the government. We're not funding the government until you guys sign the SAVE Act, pass the SAVE Act.
Yeah.
SAVE Act is what is going to make these states go through their voter rolls and take illegals off of their voter rolls. Mm-hmm. And so citizenship will need to be provided in order for individuals to vote. The fact that some of these states are fighting it is insane to me.
It's insane. They're fighting it here in Colorado. See, it's the time now. This is September. And as a federal employee, I'm telling you, this is the time, because fiscal year congressional budget is being written up. Here come the federal unions. Oh Lord, we ain't gonna have no money. Oh, Jesus.
Right. I just saw as a matter of fact, let me read this to you. This is Hakeem Pelosi Jeffries.
Same every year.
Hakeem Jeffries. Here we go. This is what this goofy goofball said.
He said,
House Dems, no, he said, why are House Republicans from New York and California willing to shut down the government and hurt everyday Americans? It's simple. He said, it's simple. They all support Trump's Project 2025 and would do anything to enact this extreme agenda. look.
What?
The fact that you can fix your fingers to get on X every day and tweet the stupid stuff that you tweet is ridiculous. Like, you guys are, these people are insane.
They're insane. It's different when you know the drill, because every year I'm just like, delete, same emails. Everybody, every federal agency wants more and more money, because everybody's trying to prove that they're worth more. And this is what we're doing. We're saving humanity. No, it's just a ploy. They're trying to get as much money as they can, or steal as much money as they can, with these pork barrel projects.
Mm-hmm.
They'll leave a little bit for federal agencies, and the rest is just political doublespeak. They have had funds appropriated that they still have not used since for fiscal year 24.
Right.
But we're already, you know, this is 30 September is when the end of fiscal year 24. So they're already, I think it is a power move by Mike Johnson. I really, really hope. I just kind of half look half cocked at him because he's.
He can't, but here's the thing. He can't screw this up. He can't screw this up. Because if he like there, like you can kiss the house of the Senate goodbye if he screws this up. I'm telling you,
the SAVE Act is the only thing that's literally going, and it needs to be a standalone bill, not tied in Ukraine. Oh my God!
No, it's tied into the budget. It's tied into the budget, which is why he's doing it. He said, "Look, this
no money,
no dough until this is done." You know, he's not. Don't even bring. I say, don't even bring it to the floor.
He has to stand his ground because these federal agencies and these unions, I'm telling you, they've got lobbyists. They will throw children into the middle of the street to try to get this money. They are relentless. So Mike Johnson needs to really stand his ground with this and not give Hakeem Jeffries any leeway. None of these Democrats, this is why we are in a recession. That they won't admit is because of all these omnibus bills, $7 trillion here, a 60 gazillion dollars there. Oh, by the way, we need more money for Social Security and Medicaid. What are you, a Republican? You don't like old people? You don't want Social Security? This is what they do. You've already got the money. So right. Now this is a very critical piece of legislation. And that's why they got more and more people. The border crossings have not stopped. They have not stopped. They have not slowed down. They have not stopped. They have continued. And now they're trying to build mega complexes in South America to help them get here faster, to just process them in without even, we don't care. Yep, come on in. It's to change the way that the districts are drawn and just the new Americans. That's what they have in Colorado.
The office of the new Americans.
New Americans.
Speaking of which, Sports Girl said, I'm so glad I came across your channel. I'm a native of Colorado and I'm sick of these stupid libs here. I've seen this entire state
Sports
change so
Girl.
Much. Hey, shout out to Sports Girl. Give Sports Girl a hand, everybody. And then Chris Cross said, what the heck is going on with Dave Williams refusing to step down? What is the problem with Colorado GOP?
That's another whole show. Let's put an asterisk on that one. Yeah, let's put an asterisk on that one. That one's a huge issue in Colorado.
Okay.
But it definitely is worth discussing. But let's just put an asterisk by that.
Oh no. Oh, you said, hold on, let me see. He said creative diva Kamala wanna take it. Oh, I got you want to see what Kamala's talking about with the guns? Okay, let's get to it then.
Should she also be, in your opinion, supporting a mandatory gun buyback program?
Listen, we're not going to be able to get where we need to go without action in Congress. We've got to pass some laws to a deal with this. Now, I was heartened by the fact that 2 years ago we finally did a gun safety law, the Safer Communities Act. And it was the first gun safety law we passed in 30 years. And it was modest, but it did save lives. But clearly, in the wake of what happened just the other day in Winder, Georgia, it's not enough. And the least we can do is move forward on the bipartisan spaces where ordinary people agree. Clearly, there's a disconnect between what the people, the American people, want and what they're able to get out of their government. Again, 87% of Americans believe in background checks. And yet I hear politicians say that it's not guns who kill people, it's people who kill people. And yet we don't even want to know who those people are. We won't even support.
Senator, just yes or no, though. Should she support the mandatory buyback program? Just a yes or no.
Listen, look, as a pastor, I've done buyback programs. You can pick this issue or that issue. But I think that, again, there's not one single thing that will make all of this go away.
Now, mind you, that's Warnock. Now, mind you, this individual is a pastor, right? Mm-hmm. Who was a big did a whole giant went on a tweet-a-thon about Pride Month. Now, one thing he didn't say is that she doesn't want to do a mandatory gun buyback. I can tell, I'm going to just be the first to tell you right now, that ain't going to happen here.
Yeah.
Nope.
That ain't going to happen. You can forget about that. They can hang that up. look, I hate to be the destroyer of dreams and aspirations, but I don't see that happening.
Hmm. Yeah, is he the same Raphael Warnock? That one.
That one. The pastor. He's from Georgia. Ain't he from Georgia?
Yeah. He's still in office?
Yeah.
We're still paying him? Golly.
Karen over here shooting. Shots fired, everybody.
He's still
everybody,
showing his face in
they
public.
Still are. They still are. But you know the interesting thing about it, he didn't say no, that's not gonna happen. He didn't say right. that at all. He's like, we've done successful buyback.
Gotta keep the narrative going.
Gotta keep it going. And then here, you wanna hear what Bernie Sanders said? Check this out. This is the worst wingman to have in America. Like, this dude just played Kamala like a sucker.
President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election. My own view is slightly different. I think that in America today, there are a lot of people, rural people, working class people, who no longer believe that the United States Congress and government represents their interests, too dominated by big money interests. So I think that there is something wrong personally when we are the only.
Wait.
See, I mean.
Bernie,
in so many words, said, like, she's a flip-flopper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he would be right.
Oh, man. Bernie.
Remember
Bernie.
when the meme that went around with him, like, it, with the mittens on?
Yeah. Hey, you want to see Bernie's face? You want to see what Bernie was? Want to see Bernie's face when Joe was talking about opening up the border?
Oh, yes, yes.
Watch this.
Should undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No. In the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
So to be clear, only felons get deported and everyone else...
Bernie's face. Bernie's like, hold up, dog. That's not a good idea.
You're making promises for everybody.
Yeah, man. Like I literally have people telling me, oh, Joe didn't open up the border. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. It's wide open.
He said it.
He literally told you he was going to do it. You know what I mean? I think the fact that, well, Trump killed the border bill. Why you need a bill?
Right.
Hold on.
First of all,
why did you do it in the first place? You wouldn't need a bill.
Right.
Obama secured the border without a bill. Bush did.
The border in chief.
Bush did too. Trump did as well. What is Joe's excuse?
I need Congress. No, you don't, dog. You didn't need Congress to open it up.
Executive order.
So all of a sudden you need Congress? Make that make sense. See, here's the thing. The fact that people have so much Trump derangement that they actually have convinced themselves that this is the truth, that is psychotic.
Yes. Yes.
That is absolutely psychotic. You know what I mean?
It's
I have a theory.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I believe that all of these individuals who are Trump deranged, I think it's enhanced by mixing the jab with anti-anxiety medication.
Whoa.
That's my theory. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. You know, I'm just letting y'all know. That's my theory. Okay.
I don't know if that's the same for these females because they are.
Those are the biggest consumers of anti-anxiety meds. Those are the biggest consumers of anti-anxiety meds.
Yes. Well, the yeah, definitely the anti-anxiety meds, but so perhaps the jab it augmented something that was already there. Because
it gave it that oomph it needed.
They're already crazy. So that's why they're all up in arms over, you know, E. Jean Carroll, as though
who the heck believes this lady? Who the heck believes E. Jean Carroll?
These weird females, they're already crazy, and I think they've got the whore Jezebel Sodom and Gomorrah media have them convinced that Donald Trump is the full embodiment of their uncle who touched them wrong. Here's the doll. Where did he touch you? I'm serious. These hoes is, oh, they're crazy.
Family show.
Hold on.
Oh my.
Yeah, that. Why are you freaking out over a man that ain't yours? I've never seen anything like that. You don't
honestly
get to
on the low, I think a lot of these chicks do want Trump.
I think so too.
I think they just might.
Powerful.
You gotta think. The man has literally, like, since he came down the escalator, has given his two big orange middle fingers to the whole establishment and stood 10 toes down in it. Hasn't wavered, hasn't apologized, nothing. This is the CIA. This is the FBI. This is every instance. This is big media. This is big pharma. He's given them all two middle fingers and said, I don't care what you think. I gotta respect it.
Worldwide.
Even not just in the US. I don't like everything Donald Trump does. I don't like everything he does. He went to the World Economic Forum and told them F you too. I gotta respect it.
Yeah.
Boss.
We've never seen anything like this.
And we never will again.
We never will again.
This is why people are like, oh, well, why is this the best we've got? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the
like,
hell?
Do you like the government in your business that much?
What do you want? You want, like, you're not going to get some perfect. We have had these political he's so astute. He's so presidential. Yeah, and he's a complete fraud. You're broke. Why are you voting for somebody? The same people who kept you broke for 4 years. You want 4 more years of this?
Four more years of that.
What the people heck is crazy. Wrong with people? It's these disgusting.
I think these individuals I think, and this is just me being honest, I think God has been replaced with government.
For them, yeah.
Because, the gap between the haves and have-nots is widening, getting bigger and bigger every day. And people are like, well, where do I turn? You know what I'm saying? So, they got their hand out with their palms open. And the only thing that they're finding is government handing them something. You know what I mean? Rather than like, yo, just the government should just take care of the hard stuff and I'll take care of the rest. You know what I mean? They don't have that mindset. The government has to do is keep put an environment together for you to go out and do what you want to do.
Right.
Nothing else. It shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be like, well, guess what? Here's your monthly little EBT, here's your monthly card, here's your monthly this, here's your monthly that. You know, after that, you get nothing.
I That's know. What they want. That's what
I know. I'm bougie. Right, I need more. Right? I need more. I require more. I like manicures and pedicures.
Okay. I know Toro is bougie. Those glasses are not cheap. This is a man who wants and demands freedom and liberty. Yeah. He is not going to be under anybody's.
I mean, like we like glasses too much. Like we like the sound of shades too much. Like
and they're not cheap.
Yeah, like come on, what are we doing here? Let's see here. He said, "Kamblaba." Kamblaba is the fakest woman. She doesn't have a clue. Our country is over. She gets in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fred Mbembe Deringi exposes all African puppets, sending shockwaves. This is all over the world. Deep state puppet by design. Real world problems that our government. Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. The U.S. has their hands in everything. Ha ha ha. What a great clip. We try. We aim to please over here. The goal is to entertain you people while Ash is gone.
You know I know. And keep you informed.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala. They have many ways in their pocket to cheat. Somebody says you're going to get 180 million bots.
180 million bots for sure.
44 Trump rallies this year, at least 40,000 each. Almost. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yep.
That's a fact. What's happening in Colorado? Only if Speaker Johnson has a...
Are people forming militias independently to combat what's going on over there? Has there been talks about people standing up to fight for their communities or anything like that?
If there are, they would be in... the rural communities in Colorado, they mind their own business. I actually live in a rural community. And people just kind of mind their own business and they are just, let's say, well prepared should something come to but they're sick of these liberals who asked for this and advocated for this
and then act like they're the victims now.
Yeah. Now they're saying, help us. These people are like, yeah, no, we're not helping you. You asked for this and we warned you, and now we'll just stay prepared. In case this ever comes to our door, it won't go like it does in Aurora. Is not, you would think that they would have been more prepared for this because there were already gang problems.
When I was younger in Aurora, when I was a kid, I remember there was Bloods, there was Crips. I remember that. And you know the funny thing about it is, I remember when DJ Quick got banned from Colorado for a show he did in Aurora. I think it was at Skate City.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Yep. DJ Quick couldn't go to Colorado for years. That's how heavy the gangbanger was back then. Now, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know where they are. Because these are, if people noticed when these videos started surfacing, these are old Black people. They don't have anywhere to go. They've been in these apartments for years. They don't. They credit is bad. They don't have, where are they going to, what's going to, you know, what happens to them? But, you know, these white liberals claim they love Black people so much and this and that. Yeah, but you don't care when they're literally being kicked out of their homes to accommodate these foreign nationals. And the latest news is that they've been given the green light to close these said apartment complexes and, re-rent them or to sell them. You're not closed. Nothing is going to get done until there is drastic law enforcement intervention on state or federal level to remove these individuals. They say they've started arresting them, but the kooky, goofy laws are soft on crime, so they're probably already released. They just maybe do one or two arrests for show, but then they'll immediately release them because it's racist to hold on to them. This place is going through a reckoning, and it's going to get worse. And I keep telling these suburbanites, you think it's going to stay in Aurora? keep thinking that.
Oh no, it's gonna move. Like that. You got to think. You see, have you seen like the Chilean and all these other home invasion crews out in Michigan? They're going out into the suburbs. These guys are skilled thieves. Yes. You know what I mean? Like they know how to bypass alarms, all kind of stuff. So you like you okay? Keep playing.
They're hackers. The Cherry Creek. I was telling you earlier, Cherry Creek has seen a crime increase, but they're always every single time the media and this local authorities try to get ahead of it and say that it's not happening or that it's being overblown. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a few days ago, didn't a poor little girl in Indiana, in a small town in the suburbs, in the middle of no freaking where, get stabbed almost to death by a Honduran who was deported in 2018? 14 years old. What reason would he have to? She's not an ex-girlfriend. She's a child. What? There is no rhyme or reason. Okay. It's coming to your neighborhood, Becky. Consider yourself warned.
Hey, look, that's a mic drop.
Accordingly.
That's a mic drop for Karen. Hey, but check it out. I wanna thank Toro for coming. Give him a hand, everybody. And me and Karen will be back here to annoy you guys again next Sunday. You know what I'm saying? But before we get up out of here, everybody, got to pay some bills. Why? Because I am broke. Okay? All right? It's never stopping. We're all broke. Money, money. We need it.
Contagion Kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the Contagion Kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually. And keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Ira Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and Ira. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get up out of here, let me go ahead and get through all these comments. Let's see. Sports Girl said, thank you, guys. You are great.
Thank you, Sports Girl.
We try. We aim to entertain.
We do what we can.
You know, mom's in Italy, so we get to act up. Where are the American gangs? I mean, most of them in Chicago, you know, in the Midwest. Let's see. Dems are leaving in droves. She said Republicans have been folding to Dems a lot lately. I'm nervous. I don't know about that. I mean, I live in Florida, so I. Let's see. What else am I missing? It's not going to hurt that bad to shut the government down. I mean, pretty much.
No, they don't feel bad for government employees. They get paid back pay.
They get paid, yeah. So it ain't that serious. Beverly said gangs. Yeah, there used to be a lot of them. There used to be a lot of them when I was a kid in Aurora. They were deep. They were heavy. And then especially like in Park Hill and Montbello.
Yes.
Like that was that's what they really were.
Northsiders.
Yep. Yep. Thank you, guys. Let's see. I got that. Bloods and Crips. Yep. That's let's see. Sorry. Lost.
Yes, absolutely. I'm terribly sorry.
Waylock or Warlock? Warnock is his name. Gunshoot people, you idiot. Jail. Maybe they joined BLM and Antifa.
Right.
Maybe. I mean, she said, I mean, guns kill people. I said that wrong. Yeah, I would say so.
Well, Antifa, BLM, the little language barrier. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. They might. Antifa. Antifa. let's see. What criminals have been deported from Colorado? I don't know. I know, didn't they arrest the guys in Aurora and then like let two of them go?
Yes.
For, like a shooting? Yeah.
Yes. Ridiculous. They let them go. Soft on crime in Colorado. It's stupid.
Billions for Ukraine and billions for the border. Yeah. $80 billion for Ukraine and $20 billion for the border. How about this? We could have avoided this problem altogether with just the border.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know what it is? I'm starting to think this is just like a money funneling operation. Like, these people, you understand, Washington doesn't survive without us.
Right.
So it's like I said, all the money that gets spent, there's no reason why the United States doesn't look like Orbit City from the Jetsons. I've been saying this for the longest. Like, there's no reason to have doo-doo on the street. There's no reason why our street, look, our sidewalks should be paved with gold. As much money as all the money getting spent. You know what I mean? Let's see. He's the only president in my history that told us to keep our guns. That's a fact. Let's see. Cujo. Oh, yeah. Call sign Cujo in the building. Give him a hand, everybody. That's forgot to shout out earlier, my guy. Let's see. That's why he has my vote. Fact. Let me see. I got a lot of it's a lot of comments, man. I got behind. Look, I tell everybody next week, check this out. Next week, I will not miss a comment. All right. Not one. Okay. Now when Ash gets back, we can be back to the regularly scheduled program. But we got a month to cut up. So yeah, this is gonna be fun.
Yes.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Colorado show. So you know, just be good, everybody, or you know, be good at being bad.
Do we have like 1 minute left?
Yeah, we do.
I gotta send you something really, really, really fast that I saw yesterday, downtown Denver.
And, okay. You gonna send me a text message?
Yep, sending it. Just sent it to you. I saw this distinguished gentleman.
You sent it on X or in the text?
In the text. Oh, text.
Okay, got you.
On your phone.
Okay, let's see what we got.
I saw
here.
This distinguished gentleman yesterday, just downtown, kind of walking by, and then moved on to Cherry Creek and did a little video over there. But this is Denver. So if you have travel plans, don't come.
Let me see if I can pull this up. Hold on.
Save your money. Maybe go to Utah. I don't think it's been quite overrun yet, but it's almost there.
Yeah. Oh, this is a picture. Oh, Lord. Oh, this is crazy. Hey, do me a favor. Send the picture to, see if I can airdrop it to.
To the.
Oh, I got it.
Very interesting. Just yesterday. And I had to go back because I'm like, my God, should I do something or?
I wonder if I can upload this. I don't know if the format will let me upload it, but we'll see.
Okay. Let's should see. I do something or, you know, just kind of walk by and like it's normal. And this is what they want is to normalize this type of incident. And
yeah, I don't think that's a good thing. Like, and but no, it seems to be like that seems to be the norm now.
It is. Don't ever snap. Normalize.
I can't, this. Oh snap! It's not. It's not in JPEG form. I can't pull it up. Dang. I'll have it for next week.
All right.
I'll have it for next week. But yeah, it's pretty bad, guys. It's pretty bad. But yo, thanks for tuning in.
So tune in next week. Make sure so you can see this very interesting exchange.
Absolutely. Peace, everybody. We out of here.
Deuces.